What's going on, Melanie? What is going on, Queen City? And whose flame will continue to burn as two of the hottest teams in the NFL get it on this weekend as the Panthers, who got the job done, versus the Arizona Cardinals this weekend, will look to avenge three straight losses to the Seattle Seahawks as they go up to Quest Field to take on the Hawks and the 12th man. Listen, Carolina, during this win streak at five games, we have yet to see them get a convincing win over formidable competition. And this will be by far their most formidable competitor yet in Seattle. We know that they're the defending champions. We know about the Legion of Boom. We know about Russell Wilson, former NC State star. So the X factor to this game, can Cam Newton step it up for the Panthers and make plays when they need to? Because the X factor in this game is going to be Kelvin Benjamin. Can he make those big plays against that vaunted secondary, eliminate some of those easy drops, and move the chains for the Panthers? Because this Seattle defense, number one in the NFL in scoring and yardage defense for the second straight year, can they move the ball against these guys in that crowd noise? It is going to be a heck of a challenge for the Panthers, who many feel have no business in these playoffs. Seahawks 24-2 at home over the past three seasons. Panthers are an 11.5-point underdog versus Seattle. Cam Newton, 54%. Average of 146 yards a game, only one touchdown and one interception against the Hawks. So he will indeed need to play the game of his life. If the Panthers are going to win, I have a prediction for you on Friday, but you can catch that game Saturday night at 8 on Fox. The rest of the playoffs, great games. Denver will be at home versus Indianapolis this weekend as they come off of their bye. Baltimore will travel to New England to wake up Tom Brady and the Patriots from their bye after they had the win over Pittsburgh. The other NFC game, and listen guys, you can blame the refs all you want, but at the end of the day, Tony Romo, who has the greatest quarterback rating in the fourth quarter in NFL history, got the job done. You can say the pass interference call all you want, but listen, Detroit had to make a stop at the end of the game, and they did not do that. And according to many pundits, the pass interference call was questionable at best. Anyway, they will travel to Lambeau Field to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The Hornets snapped a five-game losing streak versus Orlando, and Kemba Walker has been on a scoring tear, but that's also the problem for the Hornets, as well as Kemba Walker, the point guard, needs to do a little bit more distributing and a little bit less shooting. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter, where it's always all the way live. Melanie, back to you.